Go ahead and call us into order. It's the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our Zijo session. The date is September 18th, 2018. The time is 10:03 a.m. We're on day 13. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Whitehorn, will you say your prayer for us, please?
Yes, sir. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your love and your care and your watch over us, Lord. We just thank you and praise you for all the blessings that you bring to every one of the people that are sitting here at this table and our Osage Nation. We just thank you, and we're grateful that you look kindly upon us, Lord. I just ask that you be with us today as we go about the business of the nation, Lord. Help us to work well with each other and listen to each other and make good decisions that is going to move our nation forward and advance it for the benefit of the people it serves, Lord. We just thank you again for your blessings. I ask right now that you just be with the families that are experiencing mourning and sickness. Lord, you tell us that you're the comforter, and I just ask that you just comfort the people that are in these sad conditions, Lord, that you just be near them and you lift them up and you help them walk through this time, Lord. I just ask that you be with our elders and our children. They're the most vulnerable people we have here at the nation, and I just ask that you put your hand of protection upon them, lead them, direct them, and also the people that provide care for them, be with them too. Lord, I just ask that you watch over the men and women that serve our nation, just wherever they may be, protect them and watch out after them. I thank you again for this day and for your love. All these things I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next is roll call.
Present.
Congressman Mayford.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Stabler.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redhorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congresswoman Edwards did notify me yesterday that she would be absent. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Tillman.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented, the journal as presented.
Motion to approve the journal by Congressman Tillman.
Second.
Seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Stay.
Any opposed, say no. Any abstention?
One abstention.
Abstain.
Abstention is by Congresswoman Good Fox, Congressman Maker, and Congressman Tillman. I mean, Mason. Pardon me. Okay, the journal is approved. We're now in reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone, members of Congress, and members of the President. The Rules, Ethics, and Aggressment Committee met yesterday, and we are reporting ONC 1834, an act to authorize and appropriate $25,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards, co-sponsor Scott Bighorse. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Pratt and Stabler. ONC 1854, an act to authorize and appropriate $850,000 to the Treasury Office from the Retained Revenue Fund to pay expenses of Baker Tilly and the debts identified by it as incurred on behalf of Osage LLC, its subsidiaries, and Tallgrass LLC, which are due and owing as of the effective date of this act, and to contract for a monitor and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The final committee action is due passes properly engrossed with two yes votes from Pratt and Stabler. ONCR 1826, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from SINT and a consent to jurisdiction to do it DSS Plastics for services to be provided for the Osage Nation membership identification card. The sponsor is Alice Goodfox. I am the co-sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with two yes votes from Pratt and Stabler. ONCR 1827, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2019. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with two yes votes from Pratt and Stabler. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. We're still in reports of select committees. Is Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I move to suspend rules, modify the agenda, and move ONCR 1827 back to general order day two when amendments may be proposed.
ONCR 1827.
1827, the one that was read out, I believe.
That was the resolution number.
Yes, it was.
Second.
Motion is to move ONCR 1827 back to general order day two on today's agenda or tomorrow's?
Today's.
Today's agenda, seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion? Congressman Tillman. Pardon me, once again, Congressman Mason. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the motion carries. We are now in reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, good morning. I am reporting bill number ONCA 1840. An act to amend the Limited Liabilities Company Act 4 ONC sections 2-914 and 2-921 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Tillman was a sponsor of this bill, and the final committee action is due pass, voting yes, were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Lemon, Pratt, and one absent, Goodfox. Next, I'm reporting bill number ONCA 1853, an act to amend the Limited Liability Companies Act at 4 ONC sections 9, and to establish an alternate effective date. I am sponsor of that bill, and the final committee action is do pass. Voting yes, Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Lemon, and Pratt. I'd also like to report resolution number ONCR 1823, a resolution to transfer the member of the Blue Stem Ranch LLC from the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC to the Osage Nation. Congressman Tillman is the sponsor. Final committee action is do pass. Voting yes, Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Lemon, and Pratt. And one more resolution to report, ONCR 1825, a resolution to designate Tallgrass Economic Development LLC as a subsidiary limited liability company of Osage LLC pursuant to the Limited Liabilities Companies Act and as a sole member of both entities. Congresswoman Whitehorn is a sponsor of that, and the final committee action is to pass. Voting yes for Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Lemon, and Pratt. Thank you.
Thank you. We are still in reports of standing committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
The Culture Committee met yesterday, and we are reporting ONCA 1832, an act to authorize and appropriate the sum of $1,100,000 to the Great Horse Village Committee for additional construction costs of a community building and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Archie Mason. The final committee action is do pass with four yes votes from Pratt, Big Horse, Mason, and Stabler. And also, ONCA 1848, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $74,083,012 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Whitehorn is the sponsor. We met on September 7th, September 10th, September 11th, September 13th, and September 17th. And the final committee action is due pass from Pratt, Big Horse, Mason, and Stabler. And this is our committee report. Congresswoman Stabler made a motion to report sections 21, 48, 54, 61, 66, 67, 102, 107, 108, and 109 of ONCA 1848 back to the Appropriations Committee as reviewed by the Culture Committee.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Good work. Getting all of those sections processed. See no more standing committee reports. We are now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Okay, seeing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Seeing none, we're now on general order day one, second reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress. I'm reading ONCA 1847, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Press for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $500,979 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Moving on to general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. First bill is ONCA 1839, an act to amend section 2-311 of Title 15 to remove the 10% limit on line item shifting to include a $25,000 limit on shifting to unfunded line items and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have three amendments to propose. They have been filed with the clerk. Amendment one is page one, line 16, strike to remove the 10% line item shifting in the title. Amendment two is page 1 and 2, lines 23 through 49. Strike lines 23 through 49 and insert the following. A, amending 15ONC 2311D. Amendment three is page 2, lines 62 through 86. Strike lines 62 through 86. And on page 2, line 87, strike K and insert L in its place.
Thank you, Congressman. Are there any other amendments to be proposed? Congressman Tillman. Oh, sorry.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor.
Second.
Seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congressman Tillman.
I have a point of order. Do I address you from here? What do I have to do?
There, it's fine.
When speaking with the executive branch yesterday, I agreed to place this bill on hold. And with their commitment to respond to it by the end of the week. So if we can place this on hold, I would like to do that if that's proper at this time.
I think there's a couple ways we could handle that. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Then if Congressman Potts will withdraw his motion, then I'll make a motion to, are you wanting to incorporate his amendments first? Or wait until you hear back from executive before amendments come?
Congressman Tillman.
I believe the amendments took out most of the bill. So I'm okay with the amendments. It just leaves two sections in there.
Okay.
So I'm okay with that. Still gives executive a chance to review and respond.
I think the amendments are fine to remain. A motion could be made by any member. The body could make the motion second, vote to hold it. Without objection, I could hold it.
So moved.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, I was semi part of that conversation, and there were actually at least three of these that Chief had requested, if not all four that are on this page right here. For just, like he said, maybe to the end of the week. So I would move to do the four of them. And that was a request, and I pretty much think everyone was in agreement with that, to hold it up for just to allow him and his staff to catch up.
There's no motion presented yet.
Right.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I think ONCA 1851, excuse me, needs to move forward, but I do agree that we had a conversation about ONCA 1839, ONCA 1852, and ONCA 1859. And that one of those is my legislation, and I'm in agreement for to put a hold on that. So do we want a motion?
Sure.
Suits me. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to place a hold on ONCA 1839, 1852, and 1859 to the call of the speaker.
Second.
On general order day two, to the call of the speaker.
Second.
Motion to place a hold on ONCA 1839, ONCA 1852, and ONCA 1859 to the call of the speaker by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. We are now in discussion. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was not consulted on 1852 regarding placing it on hold. In addition, I believe that 1852, the objections raised by the executive branch are already an existing law. So I don't believe that 1852 actually changes anything that would need to be reviewed for constitutionality. If there's an objection, I believe that the executive branch has another course of action that they can take. So I don't believe that 1852 needs to be placed on hold.
Okay. Congresswoman Lemon.
Do we not need to vote on the amendment before we get the that they proposed, that he proposed earlier?
No.
Just for clarification's sake.
Oh, they're just proposed. Pardon me. Thank you.
Okay, got it. Yeah, they would appear on general order day three. Either they would have to be moved there with a rule suspension, or they would end up the next day on the agenda for rules to be voted on, or the amendments to be voted on. We are still in discussion regarding the motion to place holds on ONCA 1839, ONCA 1852, and ONCA 1859. Is there any additional discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I would agree with Congressman Potts that all that language is existing language already in legislation in the Retained Revenue Act. So I move to amend the motion and strike ONCA 1852 from the list.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion to amend the original motion to strike ONCA 1852 from the list. Seconded by Congressman Potts. Discussion. Congressman Potts and Congresswoman Pratt.
Yield.
Pardon
well,
me.
I guess I'm just going to say that I realized that the sponsor wasn't part of that conversation, but it was a conversation that took place yesterday evening as the chief was down here and he expressed his request, and several of us agreed with it. You can vote however you want to vote, but I'm just saying, you know, we've talked in the spirit of cooperation. They would like a little bit of time. It's not delay much, and maybe it could be worked through. Just give them a little bit of time, and I mean, there's always a veto to look at, and in the end, we could still disagree, and that's okay too. But it was a request, and I feel that I have to vote no to pulling it, no to the amendment, because I verbally with others stated that we would fulfill that request today if we could.
Okay, we are still in discussion regarding the motion to amend. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'll be voting no as well. I had a conversation with Chief Standing Bear last night in Hominy at the village, and he did mention the conversation that you all had down here. And so he gave me a kind of a just a brief, I would like till the end of the week to look things over and have our staff catch up. And so I'll be voting no for this amendment to the amendment.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I just think, in fairness, I'd like to say the conversation did happen yesterday, and I was part of it. And I believe it was a more direct request to Congress Tillman and I to hold up our legislation, which I'm in agreement to. If the body wants to go ahead and hold up 1852, that's fine too. I agree with the reason that Congressman Potts said that all that language is in existing law already. So I don't know what the change would be to amend this law. So, and he wasn't party to the conversation. And so, as I think both Congressman Tillman and I are both in agreement to hold our bills, and we've stated such, doesn't seem like Congressman Potts is wanting to hold. So I was just going to agree with him as sponsor of his bill. So that's why I'm
Congressman
voting
Potts
yes
and Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Apparently it's clear the direction regarding legislation has already been determined. At this time, I would ask the motion to amend be dismissed if we're withdrawn by the
withdrawn
of Congress.
Motion to amend has been withdrawn. Congressman Tillman, do you still want to be recognized? Okay, no. Okay, we are now on the motion to place holds on ONCA 1839, ONCA 1852, and ONCA 1859. That would be to the call of the speaker. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
Okay, one no by Congressman Potts. Is that the only no? It is. Okay, we are still on general order day two. We are now on ONCA 1866, an act authorized. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Moving back to ONCA 1851, an act to authorize and appropriate $370,483 for the merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. We are now on ONCA 1866, an act to authorize and appropriate $47,122 in federal grant funds to the judicial branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Moving to ONCA 1867, an act to authorize and appropriate $49,750 in federal grant funds to the judicial branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Okay, without objection. ONCA 1851, ONCA 1867, and ONCA 1866, and ONCA 1867 will be moved to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Congresswoman Pratt.
So I want to make a motion, but I want to ask a question.
I'll withdraw my.
Do we have an IFS today?
No.
Okay, so then I would like to move that ONCA 66, 67, and 51 be placed on third reading on today's agenda after engrossment.
Second.
And I've already asked the legal counsel to start preparing those.
Was that a motion?
Yes, sir.
Could you please restate?
I move to place ONCA 1851, ONCA 66, and ONCA 1867 on third reading on today's agenda for engrossment.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Discussion. Congresswoman Pratt.
I would just like to say that I've asked legal counsel in the event that we could do this, and since we don't have an IFS, to start preparing these for engrossment.
Any additional discussion? Congresswoman Goodfox.
We have the time, and I think that we should utilize the time since we don't have IFS. And I think the next committee meeting is at 1 o'clock, and that's appropriations. So if we have this available spot, we should push some stuff out and get it out of the way.
Congressman Tillman.
I would agree. You said 66 and 67.
And 51.
Two of those are covered funds and the other one is larger.
Any additional discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the bills are advanced. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to.
Can we wait just a second? Mm-hmm. We're still on general order day two. ONCR 1827. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Page 1, line 15, after lands, insert and trust lands. Line 34, after lands, insert and trust lands. Line 40, after lands, insert and trust lands.
Second.
Motion to Congresswoman Whitehorn. I failed to read the resolution. I'm going to go ahead and do so. It's a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2019. Sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. She has presented her amendments. It was seconded. ONCR 1827 will be on tomorrow's agenda. On General Order Day 3, where amendments are voted on. Congresswoman Pratt.
I move to recess to the call of the speaker for the purpose of engrossment, which would, I would say, approximately 20 minutes.
Second.
Motion to recess to the call of the speaker by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Discussion? Oh, seeing none. We're in recess. Okay, listen, now would be a good time to take pictures with OU Fresh Grant, unless you guys want to stick around for another hour or
no.
so.